Welcome to the Words of Life program, sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who donate and pray for this radio effort. Today, looking back and also looking forward, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled The Word of the Prophets, based upon 2 Peter chapter 1, 18 through 20. Those prophets spoke the truth only by the direction of the Spirit of God, and we can learn from them today. We now praise our Lord in song.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above.
And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Righteous Father in heaven, your name is holy. Thank you for loving us and blessing us and forgiving us by the saving blood of Jesus. Please help this broadcast to share the good news about Jesus so that the way of salvation can be clearly known. We also ask that you will help all who are living by the Word of God give effectiveness in sharing, strengthen faith, and your protection. Please also bless our listeners and give them your healing, your peace, and the convictions that are needed. And when Jesus comes, help us to be ready to meet Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Of thee forever and ever. grace and authority.
Authority.
And he shall reign.
And he shall reign
in the midst of thee
forever and ever. Amen.
Based on 2 Peter 1:18-21, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled The Word of the Prophets.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is The Word of the Prophets. And the text is taken from the New Testament, the second letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Please listen to the Word of God. And we have the Word of the Prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. We begin a series regarding unfulfilled prophecy. As Bible students, to be well-rounded in the Scriptures, we should include an understanding of prophecy. Sadly, many neglect, especially yet future, to be fulfilled prophecy that Christians should know and use as a powerful witness tool because Jesus is coming again to judge the living and the dead, which of course is unfulfilled prophecy in itself. Consider these prophetic subjects, and consider whether you have some working knowledge of these. Why should I be interested in Bible prophecy? Are there signs that we are in the last end times? What is the final tribulation? Will Christians escape the final tribulation? How can Christians understand the book of Revelation? Who is the final Antichrist? What is the role of Israel in these last end times? What nations will be in power in the last end times? What is Armageddon? What is the second coming of Christ to this earth? What is the thousand-year reign? What is the final judgment and the new heaven and the new earth? We as Christians should have at least a basic working knowledge of each of these prophetic subjects. So by way of introduction to our series, let's consider why we should be interested in Bible prophecy. Jesus Christ himself stated in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Notice, every word is valuable and needful for believers. Every word from the Scriptures, from the Bible, to live by. All the teachings and conduct that God has revealed to us. The prophetic word of God, both fulfilled and unfulfilled, constitutes, according to scholars, about 25-27% of the Bible. So I ask you, what book that we would profess to be important would we neglect about one quarter of it? The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Certainly here in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, everything includes all of God's prophetic word to us in the Old Testament. Surely, especially God's unfulfilled prophetic word cannot only teach us, but also spur us on to endurance, encouragement, and stroke the hope within us. God, as if anticipating the human tendency to neglect his prophetic word, especially commended the study of the prophets to us as Christians in the church age. Really? Consider 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21 again. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Here then is clear instruction from God the Father to pay attention, to take heed to the prophetic word of God, not of mere men. This should be especially important to us Christians regarding yet unfulfilled prophecy, as alluded to in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, regarding until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. These two images mark the coming appearance of Jesus Christ. Consider the words of Christ in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16 that says in part, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The imagery of the bright morning star is the star that is the brightest, announcing the arrival of day from the night. This points us to Jesus when he appears to mankind again in his brightest, glorious light. He will shatter the darkness of man's night to usher in God's glorious day. So when this world is at its darkest and bleakest, Christ will burst onto the scene, exposing evil and bringing his promised reward. Although the morning star, so to speak, has already risen in the hearts of born-again baptized believers. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. However, yet future, we will enjoy him in his fullness, face to face. That knowledge should excite our endurance, fan our encouragement, and inspire our hope. Consider the words of our brother R.H. Bowl that writes, quote, when God has so lovingly condescended to let us into the hidden purposes of his heart, then we show our great appreciation by suddenly becoming intensely practical and saying, all I care for and all I need to know is my duty for today. And when I know that and do it, I am all right, no matter what happens in the future. Which is to say, the word of God's prophecy is to no special purpose, with a possible suggestion that the man who studies is wasting precious time, which could be put to better use. Is that not many people's attitude? And how short-sighted and blind, as well as ungrateful, that is. Doing one's duty is of first necessity, to be sure. But who can work and keep on working without constant motive and inspiration, without assurance that it will count in God's plans, and that our labor is not in vain in the Lord? It is for that cause that many churches, like sheep, forever kept on the same little patch of pasture, are suffering from the dry rot. Be assured, there is no scripture inspired of God, but it is profitable to the man of God, furnishing him perfectly unto every good work. End quote. Many Bible scholars have determined that about half of all predictive prophecies have not, as of yet, been fulfilled. That means that about 1 in every 25 verses in the New Testament refers to the second coming of Christ and the events that accompany the end of history as we know it on this earth. Should we not desire to understand what God has revealed prophetically regarding these coming events? Jesus Christ has many titles in Scripture. For example, Christ or Messiah, Son of Man, Son of God, King, Lord, Wonderful Counselor, etc. However, Jesus Christ is also prophet. In fact, he is, of course, the greatest prophet of all prophets. Consider that the second longest uninterrupted teaching of Jesus Christ is a prophetic message about the end times in Matthew chapters 24 and 25. This is called the Olivet Discourse because it was a teaching or sermon given to Jesus' disciples on the Mount of Olives. I would maintain that to study and pay close attention to the prophecies of Jesus is to greatly honor him. The Olivet Discourse is important enough that it has parallel accounts in three of the four Gospels. These teachings are found in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, as well as Mark chapter 13 and Luke chapter 21. Put together, plus Christ's other prophetic teachings, both fulfilled and unfulfilled, are given more space in the New Testament than probably any other subject that he taught. Do we really want to learn from the master teacher or not? Surely its length means it was and is important to Jesus to share, to reveal to his disciples, including his 21st century disciples. Moreover, add to this the fact that the Godhead gave the Apostle John the revelation and visions of the prophecies in the book of Revelation for Christians to read, study, heed, and witness to others. Note Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1, which says in part, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants." Surely, prophecy must be important to God to give so much to his servants, including us today. Consider a truth found in the book of Revelation that is seldom noticed. It's found at the end of Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10 that says, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Well, what does this mean? A Bible scholar writes, quote, "The central theme of both the Old Testament prophecy and New Testament prophecy is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ," end quote. Another scholar writes, quote, "The very nature or purpose of prophecy is to testify of Jesus Christ and to bring glory to him," end quote. Another scholar writes, quote, "Right before the account of the second coming of Christ, in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 and following, the following words are given to the Apostle John to write, 'For the essence of prophecy is to give clear witness for Jesus.'" Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. Let me restate this verse this way. The very heart and purpose of prophecy is to point to who Jesus Christ really is. Prophecy demonstrates that Jesus Christ is the most significant, most powerful, most worthy person in the universe, end quote. Prophecy is that conspicuous in Scripture. Prophetic passages have been deemed unpractical for daily Christian living. This is simply not true. Nearly all prophetic passages are designed to also stimulate Christian living here and now on earth. For example, against a sinful, judgmental spirit, consider Romans chapter 14 and verse 10. "You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat." That's unfulfilled prophecy. For example, for encouragement or comfort, consider 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage or comfort each other with these words regarding unfulfilled prophecy. Consider also as a practical means for a godly, generous spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Command them to do good and to be rich in good deeds and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Here we have again another reference to unfulfilled prophecy for the coming age. An ancient proverb states, "It is difficult to prophesy, particularly with regard to the future," end quote. But God has given us accurate, predictive prophecy after prophecy, just as the accurate prophecies regarding the first coming of Christ are amazing and beloved. Why would anyone shirk those yet to be fulfilled? Finally, consider some predictions about the future by mere men. Quote, "Inventions have long since reached their limit, and I see no hope for further developments," end of quote, stated by the Roman engineer Julius Sextus Frontinus in the year of our Lord 100. Quote, "The abdomen, the chest, and the brain will forever be shut from the intrusion of the wise and humane surgeon," end of quote, stated by John Eric Erickson, surgeon to Queen Victoria in 1873. Quote, "Law will be simplified, lawyers will have diminished, and their fees will have been vastly curtailed," end quote, stated by journalist Junius Henry Brown in 1893. Of course, no lawyer would be so foolish to predict that. Quote, "It doesn't matter what he does, he will never amount to anything," end quote, stated by Albert Einstein's teacher in 1895. And of course, that teacher's name has been swallowed up in history. Quote, "It would appear we have reached the limits of what is possible to achieve with computer technology," end quote, stated by John von Neumann in 1949. Quote, "The Japanese don't make anything the people in the United States would want," end quote, stated by Secretary of State John Foster Dulles in 1954. Quote, "Before man reaches the moon, your mail will be delivered within hours from New York to Australia by guided missiles. We stand on the threshold of rocket mail," end of quote, stated by Arthur Summerfield, U.S. Postmaster General in 1959. "I predict," quote, "I predict the internet will go spectacularly supernova and in 1996 catastrophically collapse," end of quote, stated by Bob Medcalf of InfoWorld in 1995. However, in stark contrast to all of that, we have these words, "And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you would do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit," end quote, stated by Almighty God through the pen of his servant Peter in about the year of our Lord 67.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful.
The word of the prophet still holds true today, pointing to Jesus as the Savior and the only begotten Son of God. These words were influenced by the Holy Spirit of God. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus by answering questions or providing information, please contact us. You may also receive a free recording of this and last week's programs by requesting CD 2018. That's 2018. It is a great blessing to us when we hear from you, so we thank you for listening. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing them over and over.